5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, I'm Shane, and we're back with more Reddit stories. Today's theme is cheating, or insecurity or paranoia of being cheated on. Real juicy one today. With me are two of the biggest cheaters I know, Angela and Spencer. Just kidding. but they're both wearing the same hat.
So. I was going to say, we both look like we're waiting for our flight at an airport.
Look, I got nothing to add. That was good.
This is going to be fun with you, bud.
Yeah, we didn't, I didn't check on what the theme was until we, like, got into the studio, and I was like, oh, it's cheating. Oh.
And I actually found out what cheating was this morning.
You did?
Turns out I've been doing it for 30 years. I'm just kidding. All right. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah.
Okay.
Here this isn't cheater's monopoly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just saying some games to get him away.
No, Xbox.
All right.
Xbox.
First story. I, a woman at 24, found red hair in our, male 32, shower. I'm blonde.
I knew you were going to say that.
I, a 24-year-old woman, left our house for about 5 hours last night, leaving my boyfriend, who's 32, home by himself. Not too long after I got home, my boyfriend told me he was finding balls of black hair, so he swept the house. I thought it was weird, but didn't say anything. Once I went to shower, I noticed my shampoo, which I don't keep in the shower, was on the shower floor. And when I picked it up, I found a piece of hair that looked black, but once in the light, it was very obviously red. I have blonde/gray hair. Then, when I got in the shower, there were a few strands wrapped around the shower handle. Still didn't say a word and just started to observe everything else. There was a charger on my side of the bed that isn't mine, that
no!
doesn't use that outlet or go on my side of the bed. And then there was nail polish remover that he asked if I left it out, and it wasn't me. I decided to change the bedding and was taking my time because I knew I was too bothered to go to bed anytime soon. He kept making comments about me looking for something that he knows how long it takes to make a bed, so I'm obviously doing something else.
Oh,
and this phone holder we have that was above our bed was moved and placed at the head of our bed. How can I get the truth out of him because I can already hear this, I'm not doing anything, and how everything is just a coincidence or something like that. What would you do?
Dude, she sounds paranoid as hell. No, that's, dude, like the hair alone is like a red flag.
The charger to me is an army of flags.
And then that's insane. It's like, bro, I don't know, man.
I don't know what that is. Well, who's that lady over there? Your husband's cheating on you. Yeah.
They were fucking, and her phone was charging.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's laid out as clear as it.
It's like, and then I saw footprints.
Yeah, I saw footprints. And then there was several women.
Yeah.
I just want to read these comments first. Maybe she left the hair, moved the shampoo, and left the charger on purpose so OP would know. Sounds like an escort. OP said, no, he definitely doesn't have money like that. And I know that for a fact. LOL, he doesn't even have a bank account.
Dude, and she's 24 and he's 32?
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't have a bank account that she knows of. Like,
yeah, that's a good
point. Not having a bank, can you do that?
Don't you get one when you become a citizen?
No, I mean, you don't.
No, like, what the fuck? Like, how do you just write a check? Like, how do you pay your rent? Just, like, in cash?
That's kind of wild.
Look, maybe we're really out of touch and a lot of people don't have bank accounts. And if that's the case, I will go on record and be, that is a surprising fact to me.
I think a lot of people don't, but I think in this scenario where she's talking about this guy, he's to get to 32 without a bank account.
Oh, that's it's crazy.
No. Yeah, like I think if I met like if I met someone in their early 20s and like I don't have a bank account, I'd be like, oh, you should get one. Like,
What I'm obsessed with is this like alternative theory that whoever he's cheating on her with is leaving signs for her.
I know.
That's wild.
I'm like, no, I think they're just careless. Like, I think they're not thinking about it.
Here's what, if I was the guy, I would try and convince her that red hair isn't real.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that could work.
That's so cool, dude.
Be like, well, there's no such thing.
I find it crazy that you were gone for 5 hours and someone most definitely had sex with your boyfriend, but then charged their phone, did their nails, and took a shower. They were not acting like they were on a time crunch, LOL. 2,400 upvotes. Someone said, you posted in our swingers a few days ago saying your boyfriend found that lifestyle appealing. What more do you need to know to make a decision?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Bro.
It's clear this guy is just kind of lying.
There's the smoking gun.
Uh-huh. I think this guy is not thinking or concerned at all.
I love when these Reddit people recognize each other out in the wild out there.
Well, so, no, this person, you can go to this person's account, right?
Okay.
Oftentimes people...
They say you and I are swingers.
Oftentimes people will click on the account.
Yeah, you click
name,
the username.
And you can go and you can
and
see
you
their
see
history.
Everything if they've ever written.
If they've ever commented, you get to see it all. You know, which is nice. Can also be bad for people. There was a guy, Ken Bone is the famous one.
Ooh.
He was this guy. He was this guy back in when the 2016 election was happening. He was this kind of sweet, like just silly looking guy in a red sweater and like a red tie. And he asked a question that was very like a neutral question for both Hillary and Trump. And people just thought he was kind of charming, and he became really famous overnight just as like a meme. And then
on the debate. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I think I know
Ken Bone.
Yes.
And he became super famous. He decided to do an AMA on Reddit and Ask Me Anything. And he goes on there. He's like, ask me anything. And they're asking questions. But then people went to his profile. Now that he had revealed what his profile was, and they found that he had commented on a bunch of pregnant porn, like women who are pregnant having sex, like he commented on all the time. There was a famous quote where it was two women in a pool and he said, two beautiful submarines.
I don't remember that.
His stuff that was everywhere. But also, unfortunately, he had like some takes on
I do remember it was
extreme societal political things. And people were like, oh, like his whole like charm was shattered.
Dude, two beautiful submarines. That's kind of poetic.
That's so insane.
But it's like, you know, people can see it all.
As someone that's been on this show listening to the insane things people comment on each other's Reddits, the fact that there's a book of it all and you can go to a catalog of it makes me surprised that people are still this feral.
Yeah.
No, and like, and even when you delete stuff, there's like archives of all, like pretty much everything deleted.
Yeah. No, you can't. It's on the internet forever.
People are still mean.
People are still just literally like pouring their like,
it's the myth of anonymity is the problem. Yeah. Well, I mean, you are anonymous and it allows for a different kind of.
Up until you're like, I'm 32, live in Los Angeles and blah, 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 blah.
People find you.
Yeah.
They'll find you. Anyways. Yeah. That he's.
Yeah.
He's not even trying to hide it. I think if she asked, he would just be like, I'd like five ladies over.
It's also just like kind of crazy. It feels like this woman is on the go. She's like got her charger. She's like, oh, I need some nail polish remover. She's just like living in there.
Yeah. I do still agree with that comment. Even if she thinks he doesn't have any money, it's like maybe he doesn't have money because he doesn't spend, like he's just spending it immediately on things. I don't know. Next story here. This is a recent story as of reading this right now. This is from Relationship Advice as well. I, a 24-year-old woman, think my husband, who's 30, is cheating on me / meeting up with somebody under the guise of getting me coffee. Whoa. Literally never posted on Reddit before, but I feel like I have no one to talk to. I don't want to accuse him without being 100% confident, but I don't want to tell anyone without asking him first. Please help. Basically, my husband and I have fallen into an accidental schedule on Sunday mornings. Basically, I like to sleep in, LOL, and I will sleep until sometimes 10 to 11, 11 a.m. My husband is a morning person, and every week he gets up at 7 a.m., goes on a run. I hear him return at 7:30-ish, get in the shower, do whatever he does for a few hours, and then he goes to a local coffee place and gets us breakfast. He wakes me up every Sunday at 11 with coffee and breakfast. It's been going on for, like, over a year now. A few weeks ago, though, I happened to wake around 9. My husband was literally already gone. I checked his location, he has mine too, and saw he was at the coffee shop. I figured he just went early, except he did not return until 11, like usual. When he got home, I asked him if the shop was busy, slash did he stay and do some work, and he was just like, no, not really. That was weird, but I didn't say anything more. Until the following week, I heard my husband doing his routine, and I stayed awake until I heard him leave, this time around 9:45. The coffee shop is 10 minutes away. He didn't come home until 11:10. I asked him again, and this time, he did have his work laptop. He said he worked for like an hour. I was so paranoid now that I asked to go with him this past Sunday. He said, no, just stay in bed. He wasn't nervous, just more being thoughtful. When I was persistent, he got mad. I said, I don't care, I want to come. And he eventually groaned and said, fine. On the way there, he sent several texts with his phone turned away from me. Am I being crazy, or does that sound like cheating to you? I don't want to accuse him, but I just can't shake that horrible gut feeling. How do I even approach this?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like we need more info.
Yeah, I definitely need more info on this.
Before I'm about to blow these people's relationship wide open, I think I need a little more info.
Yeah.
This is crazy, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's a little sus.
It's a little sus. Mm-hmm. I totally understand her spiraling a little bit, because it's like, whoa.
Yeah, especially when things like, one thing kind of like, you know, it was like a little thing, and then, you know, when you try and push back, then you get a little resistance.
Yeah.
I can see where it's really hard. Once that, like, thought has been, like, put out there, it's really hard to, like, shake it.
It's true. And there's so much, you know, people communicate through body language more than even verbally. Like, we communicate in ways we don't even realize.
Like, this is
and,
crazy.
And the communication, I've realized in relationships, the communication with your body language with your phone is so intense.
Yeah.
Like, there's a simple art of just, like, putting your phone down face down versus face up.
Yeah.
It says so much more than you could just say in a conversation.
Especially if you believe that something's going on,
but what's also
right?
tough, because I've been there where you're starting, you're fully suspecting, and then you just start to see the signs everywhere. Yeah. And then you're like, well, wait, am I looking into this too much?
Yeah.
That's a tough spot to be in. And I almost can't blame her for coming to Reddit, because I'm like, you do want just a completely outside. But also what's tough is we don't see this. We're getting the transcript, so we are visualizing something different.
Reading her.
POV. Oh, if I walked into that coffee shop with him, I'd be like looking at every single person.
Yeah.
That looks at him, and I'd be like,
I bring him a sniffing dog.
Yeah, I bring some dogs. Yeah, I bring a pack of them.
I bring my boys.
My huskies.
So comments here. Let him go the next 2 weeks like he was. Let the routine seem back to normal. Then go spy on the third Sunday. Follow 10 minutes after he leaves and see what's up. Someone else said, it sounds like you're being paranoid. Do you think he's having sex with someone in the coffee shop bathroom? He may just enjoy some quiet time out of the house to sit, enjoy a coffee, and scroll through Facebook. Unless he's done anything else to make you suspicious, I think you have zero grounds to not trust him. I could see that, but, like, why not just say that?
Talk about it.
Why not?
Why not just be like, yeah, like, I'm going to hang out at the coffee shop alone. Like, I don't know.
When she's like, oh, because she knew he was there for 2 hours. She's like, oh, are you there for a long time, whatever? And he's like, no. Like, well, that's weird. Why are you lying?
I think he has a crush on a barista, and that's it.
Well,
that's my idea of this, is that he likes going there a lot.
By himself.
He likes hanging out. Maybe he has her phone number now and they talk a little bit. But besides that, I think it's just a little bit of a crush.
Maybe he spends, like, you know, maybe the cheating hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But maybe he's, like, meeting someone there, like, maybe there's some, yeah.
Yeah. The nerfs are in the gun.
So there's an update. What?
Like, the nerfs.
The nerfs are in the gun. Oh, okay. The barrel's loaded.
Thank you.
But you said the nerfs are in the gun.
Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
The nerves are in the gut.
You said the PG version of.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was thinking, you know, yeah.
We have a little update.
Oh, I love these.
A little one. So because of these comments, I waited 2 weeks and then asked my sister to spy on my husband. I know how that sounds.
It's okay.
She was down for it, though. Also, some context I should have added is that my husband and I live in a big city where there are apartments above places, like this coffee place, for instance.
Oh my God, is there an apartment above the...
Holy fuck. He didn't account for the y-axis.
Anyway, my sister went and she said he definitely didn't notice her, but he definitely wasn't doing anything suspicious. She said he got coffee and sat down and was scrolling on his phone for a while. Then one of the barista girls talked to him for a while, but she said he seemed more annoyed than anything.
So shut up.
He sat there for about an hour and then left. So yeah, that's literally it. I think I was overreacting. Sorry for the underwhelming post.
I love him. Her going, he definitely didn't recognize my sister. She's in there with a huge trench coat and a mustache going.
Yeah, he clocks her immediately just, and then it's just like.
He clocks her immediately.
And then when the barista that he has a crush on comes over, he's like, ew, gross, get the fuck away from me.
I'm just sitting here reading the Bible on my phone.
Okay.
I'm scrolling on Facebook.
So yeah, maybe this guy truly does want to go to the coffee shop, be alone. I don't love that he can't just communicate that to her.
Yeah.
Like, I think this pattern will continue of him not communicating shit and then her being paranoid because she has a void of information.
Yeah.
And he's being weird.
Yeah.
So I think that's,
he could be going to that coffee shop to text someone that's not even at that coffee shop, but that's when he like sexts somebody or something.
The tough thing is, because, you know, I've been cheated on. Once you get into that space of paranoia, it's like you can just find, you can find all that reasoning. But I also am of the belief of like, if you're in that space where you're paranoid, you have to fight, like if you can't solve that and get out of that space, that relationship won't work.
Yeah.
Like you should have trust on a level that you're not thinking about that.
Him getting upset that she wanted to go to the coffee shop is like something that's bad.
Yeah. I would say I'm seeing red flags for this relationship, even if he's not cheating.
Yeah.
Like, they need to communicate. I don't think he's respecting her.
Yeah.
In a way, is my thought.
Yeah. I think he wants some alone time if he's not cheating on her. And for that reason, something under the hood is just something going on.
Yeah. And it's
tough. I think it's okay to want alone time.
You just gotta, 100%.
It sounds like you said, no. Yeah, just like, you know, it's just so important that you, like, communicate. Like, hey, I like, you know, so it doesn't feel like you're dodging your partner.
Yeah, that's what I think it sounds like. Yeah. It's like he's trying to avoid her.
Yeah, and that's bad. It's like, because, like, alone time, nothing
better. Nothing wrong with that. No.
I'm a very introverted person, so every time I'm in a relationship, I try to communicate of, like, oh, it's not that I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be around anyone.
That's so like, happened to me.
I truly just want to... Yeah.
Or sometimes in relationships I've been in, like, I love doing errands alone because I want to be quiet, right? And, like, I've had relationships be like, hey, guys, I'll come with you, do all those errands. I'm like, it'd just be more fun if I'm just, like, silent.
Yeah.
It's like, no problem. I ain't
cheating. Valid.
Yeah.
It's valid. Yeah.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Red flag in the play.
What?
Flag on the play.
Oh, there you go. Nerf guns in the gun.
Nerfs on the gun, flag on the play.
There's no red flags.
Video games.
Football, but
Mario, Luigi.
There should be.
There's a red card in soccer.
Football.
Red card. Yellow card.
Ocean Avenue.
Scene.
Okay, next story.
Someone give me word.
I'm sensing a pattern here. I, a 24-year-old woman, caught my husband, a 33-year-old man, coming home from the neighbor's 20-year-old woman, coming from their house. How do I confront him? A lot of 24-year-old women writing into Reddit about
it's like a lot of like
30-year-old husbands. There, it's that tweet. The
The A24.
30 dudes in their 30s love film so much they date a 24-year-old.
That
it's
is
insane.
So stupid.
It's so dumb. Funny. Oh man. Okay. All right. So a 24-year-old woman caught her husband coming home from the neighbor's house where a 20-year-old woman lives. How do I confront him?
She's got a house?
I'm at a loss for what to do. I've been married for 2 years, and my husband, Chris, has been amazing. I know there is a large age gap, but he looks young for his age and honestly kind of acts young as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
What, yeah.
Then dude, it's okay. Chill.
Oh, actually, sorry, it's chill now.
Officer.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's just 24 to 33?
24 and 33.
They've it's
been
not
married,
like
they've been married
like,
for
it's
2 years.
It's like when you're like it's so they probably got married at 22 and he was 30, and so they probably started dating when he was I don't know. It's just like
no, the, I get it.
The age gap I think like smooths out the older you get, but like when you're like 20 and it's dating kind of, like a 28 year old, I don't know. It's not illegal.
No, but it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't know. I always question. Especially now that I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
Like the way I see like young,
yes.
like people in their early 20s, I'm just like, oh, the difference. I'm like, I question the intention.
Totally.
I just question it.
But he looked young, so.
Yeah, but he looks young.
Yeah, so.
I was just hanging out with my 20-year-old female neighbor, bro. We're playing a...
Name a game, any game.
Yeah. I have to be honest, I'm biased now that we've read so many Reddit stories where there's just patterns that start to occur in this, and there's such a pattern of like men in their 30s who are dating younger women, they often exhibit controlling behavior.
Yeah.
That's based on the stories we're reading, so I'm biased in that way. Okay. We met at a bar on my birthday, and it's been an amazing time until now.
Which birthday?
Yeah, I'm guessing they met when she was 21. That would make sense. And then they got married a year later. And, okay. Yesterday, I came home early from work. Usually, I get home at 4, but I wasn't feeling good and left around 2:30. As I was driving down our street, I noticed a man leaving our neighbor's house. It's a family with a college-age daughter, Rachel. I see Rachel give the man a kiss goodbye and figure it's her boyfriend. When he turned around, it was my husband. I immediately pull over and park so he doesn't see me. Honestly,
smart.
I didn't believe it was him until he walked to our house. Once he was inside, I drove to a park and just cried. I pulled myself together, did my makeup, and returned home acting like everything was normal. Chris was his normal loving self. He made me dinner, rubbed my feet, did everything that he usually
disgusting.
Does. That before yesterday made me feel like the luckiest woman alive. Now it feels so dirty and gross. I don't know where to go from here. I have no proof of what's happening. I don't know how long this has been going on. I'm just thankful that we don't have kids in case we divorce. In case we divorce. How do I confront him on this?
Okay, here's what you do. You hit him with your car.
Jesus.
But we figured it out before that.
Yeah, I mean, this plays into the pattern that I'm talking about. It's like, okay, he has a very clear, like, intention for seeking out young women.
Because, like, when we hear these stories, like in my head, I'm like, oh, you should just pull over right there and be like, hey, bitch, and like yelled. But like, I wonder like if my body would be like, run away, because that's really sad and scary and very vulnerable. But she's talking about how does she confront him? And she saw it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would be able to like confront the person, like, but that's just me. I have like confrontational issues. Like, it's like, you know, I would almost just want to, like, pull out, like, just, like, wait till they go to work and then just pull all my shit out of the house and just, like, be like, okay, like, bye. Like, you know what you did. Like, don't even, like, give them the satisfaction.
I think there's a lot of situations where the advice, and though this is usually more in situations where there's threat of, like, danger or whatever, where it's like, just speak to a lawyer, get all your stuff ready, and then get out. I don't think I would judge her for that. I mean, she has her answer.
She could do whatever she wants.
She has her answer. Yeah, don't be married to this person. You witnessed him cheating on you in a very disgusting way. Like, he's a creep. It's just get out. Some comments here. Don't confront him. Call a lawyer. Do what the lawyer says. Get your stuff together and leave when the lawyer tells you to. Don't confront him. He'll deny it all anyway. I agree with that.
Yeah,
that's very much.
But also, I totally understand wanting to say something.
Oh, yeah.
And just watch him see you see that he's fucked up.
So there's another comment. He married a teenager when he was 31. Now he's messing with the teenager next door. You need to dump this loser immediately and never look back. OP responded, I had some friends warning me about him being so old. They were right. Unhappy face.
Oh,
Yeah.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to get the reaction you want, like, when confronting someone about their cheating?
I think healing is different for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they want closure and they want to say something. Some people don't. Yeah. Like, you're right. Confrontation is so specific to each person. Like, I grew up in a household where confrontation was normal. And then, but, like, I have, like, my best friend, like, they don't like confrontation because it makes them feel a little unsafe, which is fine. Like, it depends on what.
I'm not typically confrontational because I view things in the way of like, what's going to make my life better a year from now?
Yeah.
And I also view it of like, I sometimes can be pessimistic with people where I'm like, if someone disrespects you that much, I'm like, they're never gonna respect you.
See, but
And you're never gonna get that response out of them. So I'm like, I would almost say it's something more fucked up in me where I'm just like, all right, detached from you completely. Yeah. And I'm going to remove you from my life.
I disagree too, though, because it's not a response I'm looking for. It's just me responding to what I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't need anything from you. That's why in a lot of situations you see her be like the whole, this is a Vanderpump thing, but I don't know if, but like it, the whole Scandoval, she just is like, she says her stuff and she's like, I don't need to hear a word from you because this is just me taking back my power.
That's cool. So I like that. There is that too. I get that. I totally respect that.
It depends on the person.
I've never judged people for doing it.
Yeah.
For confronting. I'm like, yeah. And in fact, in a lot of ways, I'm like, oh, man, that's really awesome. But, yeah, I think I am of the viewpoint of, like, what's best for me. And, and they're doing what's best for them in that situation. I've just never seen someone actually change from it. Mm. It's sad to say. I'm just like, when people are that far gone, I think they can change it. It's just going to take a decade.
I agree with like sometimes when it's too far gone, but I also do see like, you know, there have been times where, you know, not to get too like specific, but like, you know, even like here when it's like someone does like confront me about something like earlier rather than later. Mm-hmm. And like, it does help
and
you like work through
behavior.
it helps you
but you're a good person.
Well, thank
you. And you respect the people who are bringing that to you.
No, for sure. Like, and it's like, and I think it is figuring out that like communication style.
Because
like confrontation was never my communication style. And, you know, so when I do encounter people whose communication style it is, it always like kind of scares me.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, I'm like, I'm glad because it's like, well, you know, that helped you kind of like talk through it.
It's just a familiar thing. Yeah. Or if it's not, that's
confrontation amongst people who respect each other. I don't even view that as confrontation.
Yeah.
I view that as communication.
Yeah.
Confrontation in this regard, when someone has shows they're lying and disrespecting you to such a degree where they can actively cheat on you and then come home and be rubbing your feet and like, oof. When it's at that level, I'm like, oh, so we're not in love, there's no connection here, there's nothing. Like, that's where my mind goes. But I completely agree with what you said.
Yeah.
I do think confrontation can be valid. I think she's allowed to do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she's allowed to show her hurt just like he, you know, she could do whatever she wants that's healthy for her.
Yeah.
But that's hard when you're that heartbroken. Gosh, that sucks.
That's a bummer. Yeah. All right. Moving on. I, a 34-year-old man, failed a TikTok relationship test, and my wife, a 32-year-old woman, is upset with me. How do I make it up to her?
Let's talk about the problematic age gap first.
Yeah, 2 years, whoa. This comes from relationship advice. This guy's just seeking advice on what to do here. My wife and I were recently at a local mall when we were approached by a couple of younger guys with a microphone and a camera filming content for a TikTok channel. They asked us if we'd be okay answering a couple of questions about each other and being posted online. It sounded fun, and I've seen videos in this vein before, so I said sure. My wife said okay as well. They asked us questions about each other, first basic stuff like eye color or favorite food, but quickly getting more specific and niche. I don't know if it was being put on the spot or just me being off my game, so to speak, but there were several questions I couldn't answer immediately or correctly, like our anniversary or her parents' names or if she has any allergies. My wife is beyond upset and says it's clear that I either don't listen to her or don't care. I know why she feels that way, and I totally understand, but she's wrong. I do care, and I do listen. I just couldn't remember those answers in the moment. I'm planning a trip for us over spring break. We're both teachers. But now, I just want to solve this before I surprise her with a trip. What should I do? How can I show her that I do care?
Well, he's clearly cheating.
I was going to say, I get served the TikToks where people, they're at the mall, and they have them switch phones. And they look through their messages and stuff. And my theory is often that I'm like, oh, this has got to be staged. But I guess not. I, being in this industry, would never agree to being on camera from some random people at the mall. I would just be like, no thanks.
They're at the mall. Wow. Oof.
What were the, can we go over the questions again?
So the questions that he failed.
Parents' names?
Parents' names, their anniversary.
Her name? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, her name. Their anniversary, her parents' names, and her allergies.
Parents' names?
That's pretty bad.
That's kind of crazy.
That's pretty rough. You're they're married. It's like my wife and I. It's like, you probably should know her parents' names. But what he's saying is he was just put on the spot.
That's what it feels
nervous.
Like.
Nervous. If he's not a performer, I think for us it's hard because I'm like, oh, like whatever, you're there. But for a lot of people, they're super nervous. And you kind of, when you're put on the spot, you can kind of blink.
So. Adrenaline sometimes hits in weird ways. And then you're like, 9/11 didn't happen at 9/11. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have blanked on dumber things.
Yeah.
And, you know, being asked questions with very simple answers sometimes is not as simple as it seems.
Yeah.
Was that profound?
Profound.
I would say because these sound so obvious, it's like, okay, yeah, maybe you were nervous, maybe. And he feels really bad about it.
Yeah, like, he shouldn't be worried about the trip he's planning. That sounds sweet.
Yeah. I just hope he can remember her birthday when he types in the flight info.
They show up to the airport, and he's like, oh, I forgot what planes are. I forgot.
Sir, is this your flight? I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know who I am.
She's allergic to peanuts. He's like, she'll take some.
Here, take some. A couple comments here. Do you struggle answering quick-fire questions? Like if someone asks your age, you have to assess what's been asked fully before thinking about it, then answering. Do you struggle with auditory processing? OP said, not usually. 415 downvotes. We're just like, boo!
Just answering a question truthfully, and everyone just be like, no. Nah, dude.
Someone said, try learning her parents' names and the things that will kill her. That's a good start. Someone said, dude, when you said the questions were niche, I was thinking stuff like, what's her favorite okra-based recipe? Or which member of the Avengers does she think is the best with cats? Not, when's your anniversary? That is so true.
Specific.
He did say, like, the questions got really niche. Like, what's her parents' names?
No, this guy just sounds legitimately just kind of dumb. like the ultimate problem is just like, yeah, I don't think this guy's super smart.
Yeah.
Or this guy just like really doesn't know what happens when you put a camera in his face. And he's like, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
It's one of those two things, right? Like it's obviously, yeah. He probably could have saved himself in the moment if he was just like honest of like, I'm really nervous. I'm blanking right now. I'm struggling to.
Yeah. If I were her, I wouldn't be upset if he answered those once the camera guy left. And he was like, no, obviously your mom's name or.
Right.
But like if he really.
Obviously, your mom's name is.
Obviously, I know that you're allergic to. And I know that your mom and dad's name is.
Obviously, your mom's name is.
Obviously, your mom's allergic to peanuts.
Obviously, we'll say your mom's name on three. One, two, three. Deb.
Deborah. Right. I don't know. That sucks.
Yeah, best of luck to him.
Yeah, dude. Good luck, man. That's a bummer.
I don't think he's cheating, though.
He's not.
No, I think he's too dumb. He could pull it off.
She'd be like, am I your wife?
I don't know.
You got there.
Yeah. All right.
If I don't get to a joke within half a second, Andrew's like,
that's not true. That's not true. I feel it's like when a football player's the ball's like fumbling in their hands, and you're like,
Jane, football.
Oh, I get it. My ultimate takeaway is still I'm like, if some TikToker with a microphone comes up,
just walk away.
Just say no, man.
Those small mics, walk away.
Because the only ones that go viral are the ones that go bad. You're never seeing a positive one where it's like, we traded phones. Oh, looks like no, there's nothing on them. They're not going to air that one, man.
Yeah, good point.
Anyways. All right. Next story. This is from yesterday.
What?
Posted on Relationship Advice.
What?
This post.
So we could still solve this.
We can solve this.
Comment.
Oh, whoa. This title is crazy. Okay. I, a 28-year-old woman, think I just watched my 33-year-old husband cheat on me during a threesome. Is that what just happened?
Whoa.
I actually don't know what to make of this. I'm so confused and honestly hurt. I'm not sure that anyone will have any advice, but please, if you do, I need someone's help. My husband and I, for the majority of our relationship, have been very open to non-monogamous sex. Never by ourselves, but with each other and another person. Over the years, we've had many threesomes with other girls, and we've both very much enjoyed it. For the past, like, two-ish years, we've had one standard other girl who we would see a lot. We stopped seeing her because she wanted to explore more serious relationships, and that was totally fine. Since then, my husband had been very interested in trying it out with another specific girl. I was open to it, obviously, and we met with her several times. She was very attractive, kind, and confident with this whole thing, which is important because I hate the shy persona some girls have. It makes me feel weird. I thought she was a great match, yet when we had our first encounter, I realized quickly I was more a bystander than an active participant. I literally felt like that scene in Friends where Ross says he was just there with Carol and Susan, LMAO. She was all over my husband, which, okay, we're literally having sex, so fine. But it was just entirely too much. Every time my husband tried to make her include me, if you know what I mean, she simply wouldn't. Even though we all said prior that all of that is fine. And when they were having sex, I could have thrown up. It was so intimate when it never is like that with me. The way they were looking at each other, it brought tears to my eyes.
Oh.
I was literally sitting there on the bed, completely naked, watching my husband make love to another woman. Not fuck another woman, because that doesn't bother me, but make love to her. I asked my husband afterwards what that was all about, and he admitted that she was a little too into him and not enough into me, which is his entire turn on anyway. We both said she's probably not a good match, and that sucks, but he says it's not that big of a deal. To me, it's a big deal. I feel horrible. I mean, I know we have an unusual situation, but, like, you would feel horrible too, right? He's apologized, but I just can't get that image out of my head.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Y'all need a therapist. It's giving therapy.
Yeah.
I fear this is beyond us.
Oh, yeah, it is absolutely beyond me. Let's talk
threesome.
Let me cook on this. I think I can fix this.
Let me, a dude.
Wait, psychology degree.
Yeah, they taught this.
She's like, wait.
It reminds me of when I was getting my bachelor's in psychology and we took a threesome class.
Yeah. Those are.
No, I think.
They're coming three parts.
Legitimately, I think they could talk to a sex therapist.
A sex therapist
would be like, yeah.
The only thing that made me go, everyone else, they met together, is what it sounded like. Their thirds were sought out by both of them together. And she said this was the first one he brought to her attention.
It was like trying it out with another specific girl. I was open to it. And we met with her several times. They met with her several times.
Yes, but so he brought it. Okay. And I mean, I don't know how the other one started, but that would be my only thing is like moving from just the side of what went down in the sex, but it's his relationship to her. And if there's any validity in that.
Yeah, it's tough. Cause you know, I'm a monogamous person. So like my viewpoint on this, like, I know a lot of people who are in polyamorous relationships or relationships where they're open to this type of thing. And you know, a lot of people really can make it work, but they make it work through just so much communication. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's needed here. I mean, he was very fine afterwards of being like, yeah, she was way too.
Yeah. Left. And if she trusts that and believes him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't show anything sus after.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, how do you, it's such a subjective experience.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really something that they kind of need to communicate about.
Right.
Her feelings are so valid.
Yeah, no, because it's just like, it's like you can't deny when, like, you know, even when something's really subjective, like, to you, it's like, well, yeah, I still felt that feeling. So it's like,
you can't deny that, yeah, that happened. You felt to that me. Way. Like, no matter what, that's
she
valid.
Was hurt. She yeah. was hurt.
And, yeah. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, make sure he's not going to the coffee shop with her. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Make sure he's not scrolling Facebook in the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some comments here. Why didn't your husband call it off after she wouldn't include you? OP said, you know, I was thinking the same thing. She was still trying to include me, and so was he, and he did. But it was just so off. Someone else said, I thought you said earlier she refused to include you. OP said, I don't want to say anything specific sexually, LOL. I mean, she was including me in some ways, touching me, and not in other ways. What we actually all want and agreed on. 167 downvotes.
That's the funniest joke.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Someone said, yes, good to keep explicitly sexual remarks out of a conversation about checks notes, your husband having sex with another woman in front of you. Someone else said, unfortunately, this is a risk you take when you bring another person into the bedroom. You should have said something while it was happening. I'm so sorry. OP said, yeah, I guess it is just the risk. Thank you, though.
yeah, like you're batting.
Yeah, but thanks, if you're like, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If you're like having a lot of threesomes, I feel like your batting range for one being kind of weird makes sense if you're doing it a lot.
This There's is a- no, like, I mean, the thing with, like, I mean, sex probably generally, but also threesomes is like, there isn't really like a rule book. And it's like yeah. a lot of it's like subjective. And it's like, you know, your communication with that other person. And it's like, you know, what are you comfortable with? Blah, 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 like.
Right. Yeah, most of the threesome stories I've read on Reddit are people trying it for the first time and it goes horribly. That's like, it's become like a joke on yeah. subreddits of like, well, here we have another one of yeah. these. But this one's very different because it's like they've done it a ton of times.
Yeah.
It feels like that person's not meant for her and her husband.
Right. And he has seemed to agree to that. I yeah. mean, if they both trust each other, it's like, okay.
Yeah, this is yeah. a problem if he brings her back or he keeps talking to her or their threesomes only exist in a world where this woman also does too, because this woman's yeah. clearly a trigger and has.
Right. She didn't. It wasn't a fair exchange.
Yeah.
I think she needs to talk to her husband. I think they would benefit from talking to someone else and just. I don't think it's hopeless, though. I think, like,
no,
I think they
like
can
he,
absolutely communicate yeah. and figure this out, is my opinion.
Hey, best
I do think it's funny that she's like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to. I want to keep explicitly sexual remarks out of the conversation. It's like, well, then we don't really know the situation too well.
Yeah,
but her
I
feeling.
Think we get the vibe.
Her feeling is valid. Her feeling is valid, I think.
Yeah.
Damn, that's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've rarely read, actually, I don't think I've ever, nobody's going to come to Reddit talking about a
threesome. Worked out perfectly. Everyone felt loved
and
included.
Threesome was sick as fuck.
Submit.
Yeah, no.
That's on our threesomes. Our threesomes that went well.
I bet you it exists.
Because why type it out, you know?
Okay. What? Next story. This comes from Petty Revenge.
Hell yeah. My favorite chapter of the book.
My boyfriend cheated, so I ruined a childhood friendship. I would like to start this off by saying that this isn't something I am proud of. It was the one and so only time...
He might be a little proud of it.
But I am posting it on Reddit. It was the one and only time I had ever done anything like it. I told my partner from the beginning of the relationship that if he ever cheated on me, I would sleep with his best friend.
Okay.
All right, you had us in the first half, and now...
That's just like... Crazy.
Now we're in an early 2000s movie.
That's a, yeah. Okay, if I would never, and I never have, and I never would cheat on someone. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, I'm out. That's
crazy. Yeah, no, it's just like, that's a crazy thing to say.
I'd be like, all right, what? I, I told my partner from the beginning of the relationship that if he ever cheated on me, I would sleep with his best friend. He had mild insecurity towards his friend being into me, so I figured it was the perfect revenge as they hung out almost every single day and were friends since they were children.
Lord.
Every time I would say that to him, he acted very shady a lot, so I was suspicious. He would get all weird. 9 months into our relationship, I found out he was cheating on me the whole time. I, of course, went through with my threat and messaged his friend asking to hang out. I slept with him that night and ruined their friendship. They haven't spoken since, and that was 2.5 years ago. Please don't message me inquiring about sex. I hate all of these people.
Yeah.
I truly hate all of them.
I don't know. I think they're all awesome. Except
the third friend who was just like, dude, she wants to bang.
Dude, our friendship means nothing.
That friend waited no time.
Part of me is like, you know what? She gave the threat and she did what she threatened.
Honestly, but she also threatened it a lot.
I'm kidding.
She didn't just say it once. She threatened it a lot, and she threatened it because she knew he was insecure about his
Those are two people that shouldn't have been together.
Don't be with someone. If you're that, if you're in that space, like, break up. What are you doing?
Whoa.
It's like, this is giving they're all like 18. And it's like their first relationship.
Yeah.
Like these are young people.
That's true.
It's giving like they're excited to do something wrong.
Yeah.
Just zero commitment, zero like actual. But that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's all crazy. And
she messaged him that night.
Yeah. Yeah. And he slept with her that night.
That night.
They were just like immediately.
They're like, let me just finish my algebra homework.
Zero loyalty. I mean, yeah. I just don't love, like, the whole, like, manipulation that, like, oh, here's what you're insecure about, so I'm going to threaten that.
No, like, and, like...
That's so bad.
Don't be in a relationship.
It's because sometimes we have to be very clear. Like, obviously cheating is bad, and, like, a very, like...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A known way, but this is like a different, surprising way of being crazy. I mean,
no, I mean, he cheated. I don't like him either.
Yeah, but. No.
No, everyone's bad.
Everyone is bad here. Comments, well, you are a woman of your word, and you can't say he wasn't warned.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, no, it's
fair.
Yeah.
Sure.
Someone said, isn't that kind of a weird thing to say at the beginning of a relationship?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to make your partner insecure, tell them you've already decided who you're going to fuck if things go bad. I have no intention of cheating, but would still hate being told this. Something tells me this whole relationship was toxic from day one.
She goes, this was a really good first date. I'm really loving what we're doing. Here's a list of people I will sleep with in your life that will ruin you.
Yeah.
If this doesn't work out.
Who are you most jealous of? Okay.
Just for me to know.
Like, I would be scared. Like, imagine you go on a date with someone and they're like, hey, if you ever cheat on me, like, I'm going to fuck your friend or your best friend. And then I'm going to be like, well, like, even if I don't cheat on you and, like, just, like, we break up or, like, something happens, I'm like, so that's just, like, in your, like, you're just kind of okay with that.
Yeah, that's
like,
so
that's,
true.
Like, you're...
Yeah.
Just starting any relationship off with a threat, I wouldn't say is a good
move. Bad advice. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Another comment here. I have one question. How many times did you bring it up to him and why? Was it out of the blue or was it brought up in conversation? Technically two questions, I know. OP says, countless times, and it would be either randomly or when I would try and talk to him about my suspicions of him.
Randomly?
181 downvotes.
Okay.
I am hopeful that this is all a fake story because this just seems now nuts. But I also know that people like this exist.
Dude, hear me out. Threesome?
Oh. Someone said, no wonder he had insecurity toward his best friend. You kept telling him you'd sleep with him. I'd be out the door if my partner threatened to sleep with my best friend for something I hadn't yet ever done, especially if they threatened it countless
times. I haven't yet ever done that, babe.
I would, if my initial thought, if that was threatened, I'd just be like, oh, so you want to have sex?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to cheat on me.
Yeah, like, I feel like she doesn't even need to threaten it if they bring it up multiple times.
It's just not something you like.
Yeah. No, that's weird. Weird as hell. Super weird. Especially bringing it up countless times. I'm just like, I don't know. This is my view now after so many experiences in my life of just like, if you're that suspicious, don't be in a relationship. What the fuck are you doing? You're wasting your time.
Yeah, just bang their friend.
Just bang their friend.
Okay, we have another one. This is also from like yesterday.
These are piping hot, dude.
These are from the oven.
People be cheating right now. A 30-year-old woman has named her son after my husband, male 32. So OP is writing that another woman has named her son after her husband.
Okay. It's his sister.
That'd be the only situation.
I know.
My husband is from Slovakia. The last time we were there visiting family, his cousin took him out for a drive around the village. I had food poisoning, so I was sick in bed while they were out touring the village. When he got back, he told me his cousin took him to this apartment block and called some girl that my husband used to hang out with. She came out with a child in tow. Turns out the boy is named after my husband. He was confused as to, A, why the kid was named after him, as he hadn't seen this girl since he was a kid, and B, why his cousin took him to say hello to her. Bearing in mind, this is a tiny village with no opportunities in Slovakia, so I'm guessing as a kid, he made an impression on her? I'm not sure how I feel about it. I don't speak Slavic either, so I don't understand what they were saying, or even if they talked about it when he got back. He didn't have to tell me about the encounter, but I'm scared the kid could be his. He was in that village without me in 2019, and he said the kid is about 5 or something.
The dates.
I trust him, and it's probably my anxious pregnant mind in overdrive, but what if that kid is his? We have an 8-year-old.
She's pregnant?
We have an 8-year-old, 3-year-old, and another baby on the way. I guess I'm posting to see what others think. If this kid was his, then why isn't that woman asking him for money? He has no social media at all, so I can't even check her out to see if the child looks like him. My husband didn't have to tell me about this at all. I'd never have known. He thinks it's weird, too, that the kid is named after him. He said if I'm concerned, he will arrange to meet up with her and the kid next time we're in Slovakia. Edit, the kid is 100% named after him. According to my husband, this was confirmed during their conversation when she introduced the kid to him, hence the title of the post.
This sounds like a crazy horror setup.
This is
crazy.
Yeah,
you're dude, so right. Next A24 movie.
Yeah.
So he was in the same area as that woman.
Yeah, he was in the village without me in 2019.
Bro, were you in the village without me?
Just trying to see if you were in the village without me. Uh-oh.
Okay, two possibilities, I feel like, is, you know, he's being very upfront with her.
Yeah.
Of just like, she named her son after me. You know, it's weird, whatever. Maybe if it is his kid, he's probably trying to play 4D chess of like, I'm super upfront and talk to her, she then will think like, oh, I'm on board with you. This is crazy, you know? Like,
I want to go with you.
No, I want to go. comments. There's a big difference between being named after someone and having the same name as someone. Did she specifically say, I have named my son after you, or are you and your husband assuming? OP. Yes, he said that the exchange went something like this. Husband, is that your son? What's his name? Slavic girl. Yes, his name is husband's name. Husband. Really? Is he named after me? Just kidding. Slovak girl. Yes. Wow.
Maybe they got different humor over there.
Maybe extremely dry humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I named him after you.
Yeah, I named him after you.
She's like, you piece of shit, of course. Everything's about you. what's crazy is there is a world in which she just liked that guy's name.
But she named him after him. She didn't just take the
name.
She's not saying like, oh, Charles is a great name, so I named my son Charles. It's like, I named him after you.
Maybe it was like her first childhood crush. And you never forget that one.
The last comment, okay, so to recap, the baby is specifically named after your husband. Your sister-in-law took your husband to visit this woman and child specifically.
Nah.
Your husband visited in 2019 without you. Yeah, if the dates line up, I'd be suspicious too.
Yeah. I think so.
It doesn't, that, it, it's unfortunately, unfortunately, all the element actually that I'm most suspicious of is the sister-in-law taking
him. You're right.
Specifically to
that's
meet
what
him.
Got me just there.
I'm like, that's weird. If I were her, I would talk to the sister-in-law. So, sorry, not sister-in-law. They wrote sister-in-law, but it's the cousin. But the cousin, the cousin took him specifically to go see this woman and this child.
Yeah, a trip specifically to go visit a child.
Yeah. I would talk to the cousin. If I was her, I'd talk to the
cousin.
Call
the cousin.
And I'd be like, "What? What's the deal with this kid?
Why did you do that, man?
Why did you do that?"
Yeah, yeah, a lot of unanswered questions. I'm hooked, though.
Me too. I'm hooked. I'm ready for episode two.
Yeah. No, this could all be a cult, and they're about to get sacked.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what, like, it's like, that's like how they get you in. They, like, have a kid, and they name it after you.
Yeah.
And the date's lined up. You were here.
Right. And then they go back, and the kid doesn't exist.
Yeah, the kid is actually, like, a 30-year-old man.
And he looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's him. That's your husband. What?
William Dafoe.
A lot of questions on that one. Hopefully we get some answers.
Ooh, that's why.
I want updates.
I want an update.
Okay. Next story. It's a 23-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 25, sent me a nude, but I'm not sure it was for me. I received a nude from my boyfriend yesterday when I was outside. Not to be too graphic, but it was a pic of him naked in the bathroom in front of the mirror.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Gross. Ugh.
This is penis out.
The thing is that in our 2 years of relationship, he never sent me any nude. Mm. We've sexted from time to time, but that's it. It has never been an issue for me since we have a pretty good relationship and sex life. What was very weird also is that he wrote, "In my bathroom, as you asked, cutie." Oh.
Got a dead to rights, bro.
With a kissy
booking
heart.
Booking boys,
send in the cops.
I'm trying to translate in English the best I can because it's not our language. That was so weird because I never asked for it, and he has never called me cutie ever. He has a whole other nickname for me. Also, why did he say something like, "in my bathroom"?
Sorry, you had to hear what Spencer
said. What?
He has a whole other nickname for me, and Spencer goes, "Ugo."
Fuck ass.
My wife, in parentheses, who I hate.
Who is ugly as shit.
Who is ugly and who I do not like.
Okay. He has a different nickname for me. Also, why did he say something like, "in my bathroom"? Of course I know it's our bathroom. We live together.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I thanked him and told him that I enjoyed it, but he didn't respond. When I got back home, I talked about it again. I just told him it was great to do that, even if I didn't ask for it, as he said. Honestly, he felt really uncomfortable when I mentioned it. His voice changed and it was almost trembling.
Yeah.
He was like, "I just wanted to surprise you, haha." But I know him well and I can tell when he's nervous and uncomfortable. That's exactly how he was. This happened yesterday and even today I feel like he's being weird. I don't know what's wrong with him. Now, I can't help but feel like he made a mistake and that the pic was for another woman. Maybe. Another part of me is trying to convince myself that I'm tripping. Not sure what to think. Is it suspect or am I just imagining things? I don't want to accuse him of anything without any proof, any opinions or advice.
Yeah, he's cheating, man. That's
that
rough.
Really sucks.
There's I hate to say it, I don't think there's any other explanation.
I actually
think no, for sure. In my bathroom.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever this happens to me and my brother sometimes where my brother will be like, "Yeah, my mom." And we share a mom and I'm like, "Why'd you say my mom?" It's our mom. I don't know, like things like that where it's like, that's very funny to be like, "my bathroom."
It's the my bathroom, but it's the, just like you asked, cutie, kissies. But it's like
he completely switched like languages, like to talk.
And then
to
he
this.
Didn't respond to her when she was like,
"That's
oh, thanks."
Bad.
Like, yeah, because like I would imagine any guy who's like, if that's his intention, to send like their partner a nude. It's send just like, oh, I'm sending my girlfriend, partner. I'm sending my girlfriend or my wife a nude. And it's like, and she responds, you'd be like, yeah for sure. Like yeah, here's another. Like, yeah.
And here's my kitchen, ha! Our kitchen.
And now here's my living room.
And where we live.
Dick in our, in my
here's our dick in my living room.
Here's our dick.
This sucks. This absolutely
this sucks.
Sucks.
A
she's also
lot.
Being like really like.
Yeah, poor
like,
thing.
She's being like really like I have no proof, and which is sweet, but like because she's kinda like. Like
I get it, because you don't want to believe it.
No.
You will try. Your brain will go into every mode of why it's not the case, but in this case, that's...
But, like, cutie, you never ask.
And everything after it, he's uncomfortable. He's not, like, if he intended to send that to her, I think his demeanor would be so obvious.
And the fact that he's literally never sent one after 2 years.
After 2 years to send one and be like, just like you asked, it's damning. Top comment. This is an easy call. He's cheating on you. No question about it. What you do with that info is up to you, but any denials on his part are just more lies. OP says, I think you're right, unfortunately. Someone else said, that was for another woman. He is cheating. Don't gaslight yourself. Just go ahead and break up with him now and save yourself the headache. If it's not that easy, go through his phone if you want more proof and need to see it for yourself.
Yeah.
OP said, I'm thinking there's another woman too. I know it's wrong and I never did it, but I really want to go through his phone now. I think if I'm hurt, you can just break up.
Yeah.
Because anything you see is just going to stick with you forever.
Yeah.
You're so right.
I'm just like, I like, look.
Yeah, you know, that's going to like,
having been
be
through stuff, it's like, I'm so glad for all that I don't know.
Yeah.
To a degree. Because I'm just like, wow. I'm removed and I'm out and I'm like, you'll always be like, was there more? Is there more? And like some people, yeah, maybe for their closure, they want to, but I'm like, you see it, and that's going to stay with you forever. You can just know that, oh, I shouldn't be in this relationship and get out.
I'd be like, I'm breaking up with you, just like you asked, cutie.
Yeah.
Dude, you fired the Nerf gun.
The Nerfs were...
But the Nerfs were in the chamber.
You're 23. You've been in this relationship for 2 years.
It's so sad. That
it's
sucks.
So sad.
Hey, she's so got her whole life ahead of her, though.
Yeah.
23 in the big city.
Any big city.
It's so devastating, though. I feel so bad.
No, that sucks.
It's our last story.
Let's hope they're not cheating, but they probably will be.
This is a 30-year-old woman. My husband, who's 34, keeps sneaking out in the middle of the night.
Maybe he's a robber.
Okay.
Maybe he's just a serial killer.
Maybe he's a robber. He could be sleepwalking. Maybe he's going to his favorite coffee shop.
Throw away because my husband knows about my Reddit account. As the title says, my husband keeps sneaking out in the middle of the night. For basically as long as I can remember, I've gotten up at around 4 a.m. or so to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. That's just how my body is. And lately when I do so, I won't find my husband in bed. In fact, I can't find him anywhere. He does have pretty bad insomnia, and sometimes on really bad nights, I would find him in the living room watching TV or playing a video game. Also, it's not every night. It's maybe every other night that he is sneaking out. I'm trying not to let it bother me, but this has been going on for about a month now, and I'm starting to get really annoyed slash worried about where he's going and what he's doing at such weird hours of the night. It happened again the other night, and I stayed up until he decided to come home at 6 a.m.
Hell yeah.
Mind you, I don't know how long he was actually gone, just that he hadn't been there from about 4 a.m. until then. I admit I was pretty cranky and annoyed when he got home, and I asked him where he'd been. He told me not to worry about it, and let's go back to sleep. Okay. I kept pushing, and he said he just goes out for a walk. I wasn't satisfied with that answer, but the conversation kept going back to him just taking a walk to burn any extra energy or to clear his head when he couldn't sleep. So I decided to drop it as I was pretty tired and had to be up in an hour to go to work anyway. Well, it happened again tonight slash this morning. I got up to go to the bathroom and I couldn't find my husband anywhere. Again, I was really annoyed and I stayed up to see when he would get home. It was 5:35 a.m., so that's an improvement at least. When he got home, he looked so sleepy and climbed into bed, and without saying a word, I got out and took my pillow and blanket and came to the couch where I am now. I know it's petty to give him the silent treatment, but I'm frustrated and I just want to be by myself right now. I can hear him snoring, so I guess his walk worked. I'm not sure what to do now. I'm exhausted and honestly just want to know the truth. Should I confront him? I'm not big on confrontation, but at the same time, I really want to know what's going on. I'm just like...
He's going to his goon cave.
Yeah, he's going to his goon cave. I'm like, either he's seems pretty obvious, like, that's very questionable behavior. If you're going to try to brush that off.
No, that's.
I'm like, that's.
What did he say? He's like, don't worry about it.
Don't fucking worry about it.
It's going to be.
Okay, Batman. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you're out in the middle of the night.
We didn't consider that option.
Whoa, I didn't think. Wait.
What if he's Batman, guys? No, it's just like, oh, no, I'm going for a walk at 4 a.m. at night. It's like, okay,
bro,
man,
that's dangerous.
That's really bad.
I bet you can do that, Mr. Man. But I can't.
You must be careful. This tapir is out in the woods. Some comments. Okay, I've suffered from insomnia all my life and done what your husband's doing a lot. Going for a long walk isn't uncommon, but when you're living with someone else, you owe it to them to sit down and talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
Not after you walk in or before you go to bed, but before or after dinner, when you're both thinking clearly. He needs to talk to you. Someone else said, why should OP automatically have to just take his word? Would he do that if the roles were reversed? Even if he was just walking. Walking for 2+ hours seems excessive. I would absolutely have a conversation with him and explain, though you shouldn't have to unless he's just dense, that odd behavior warrants questioning and he shouldn't be shocked by that. OP said, and that's basically my issue. Why are the walks so long? Am I crazy for thinking it's weird to take hours-long walks at 4 a.m.? It is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to do that and to not be communicating to your partner, like, super huge.
Especially when they ask.
Cause like, I'm thinking, if he is going for 2 hour long walks in the middle of the night, if something happens to him and he just doesn't show up and she just wakes up and she's like, I don't know where the fuck he is. He disappeared in the night. It's like, that's why you communicate shit. Like,
I'd hire a really buff, sexy male actor to come in for the 2 hours he's gone.
Or she could fuck his best friend.
Or she could fuck his best friend. But then he would come back and I'd be like, oh, he was just here while you were gone because you have to go on that walk. I'm not touching him or anything. I just needed to.
He's just like, how's it going, man? He's like eating cereal. He's just like, hey, yeah.
Yeah, and he goes, "What? Who is this?" I'd be like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Good, good.
Got him.
Update.
Fuck.
All right.
No, I don't want to hear.
Do you think this goes good or bad?
Can you say update? He was building me a castle in the middle of the night. And I'm actually so happy because my castle's huge.
I want to know what's your. I haven't read anything.
Yes.
Is it good or bad? Do you think it's going to be a funny thing?
My prediction is he's training for like a decathlon.
Yes.
Does that involve walking? Which one has walking? Like,
I think a decathlon has a lot more than walking.
He's going out in the middle of the night and finding dogs that need help, bringing them back to health, and he's not telling her because one day he will give her all the dogs.
All right.
Oh no.
Hello all, I wanted to provide you with an update. Apologies for taking so long to update. My life has been a whirlwind for the past 8 months.
Because I have a bunch of puppies in a castle.
And I honestly haven't been in the best mental state. Also, trigger warning, this update touches on topics of depression, drug use, and cheating. So about 2 months ago, a police car pulled up to my house and two police officers knocked on my door. They told me they were there to do a wellness check on my husband's name, because his girlfriend hadn't heard from him in 3 days and was worried about him. They asked me if I was his sister or what my relationship to him was. I told them I was his wife, and beyond that, I can't even remember what I said. I was in shock. I just remembered them leaving and me closing the door and crying. He was at work at the time, and when he got home, he could tell I was upset. I mean, it was obvious because every time I tried to speak, I would just start crying again. Eventually, it got to the point that I guess he knew he had to come clean, and he told me everything. So yeah, I found out he had been cheating on me with an ex-coworker of his. Not only this, but had been supporting her and her two kids because she couldn't hold down a job and he didn't want them to end up homeless. The reason she couldn't hold down a job is because she was/is into drugs and would go on week-long benders where she just wouldn't show up to work. And he says that about a year ago, she called him out of the blue and cried to him saying that she was about to lose her apartment because her husband was cheating on her and had basically vanished. Ironic, I know. Leaving her with all the bills that had to be paid. And her two kids needed food and new stuff for school. He says that at first, it was just financially supporting her and her kids until he started doing the drugs with her. And that's when things escalated. He told me he had to cut things off with her 3 days before the police showed up. And that's why they were doing a wellness check. So I asked him if that was where he was going when he was sneaking out. He said yes, for the most part. He also said, to be fair, I really would just go on a walk or drive around sometimes.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God. Sometimes you were just
doing that. Oh, my God. Dude, you have no idea the wave of relief.
Thank God. To be fair, I really was just going on a walk or drive around.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking piece of shit.
And I know there are going to be questions about how I didn't notice the missing money. So here's my answer. We have separate bank accounts. He pays for his bills and I pay for mine. And our joint bills come out of my account and he pays me back whatever the total is for those bills. And well, he never stopped paying me for those bills. And household things that were in his name never got shut off. So I never had a reason to think anything was wrong in that area. I have been so emotionally numb for these past 2 months that he has been begging me for about 2 months to make a decision about our relationship. As in divorce or work things out, because being in limbo is really stressful for him.
Yeah, babe, you're stressing me out.
He's like, I haven't been getting the best sleep. I have to wake up in the middle of the night and do my other life and then get right back.
I honestly just don't want to even put any energy into thinking about the future at all right now. Oh. All of my friends and family are telling me to get a divorce, but I don't know. Everything had been great up until 8 months ago, and our lives are so intertwined. That feels so stupid to say, but I'm basically paralyzed with numbness. I did, however, make an appointment for couples therapy, so I guess I will see how that goes. He seems up to it. And I just want to extend a thank you to all the people that took the time to read this and the last one. I know the typical response for all of these, and it is my instinct, is to just be like, divorce, get out. But I'm like, really? Come on. Like, he has shown you so little respect.
Yeah, but I also get it. I've had, in my relationships, it's easier, like what she said about the shared community and the shared life.
Oh yeah, your life's intertwined.
It's so hard. And you're like, tough. I'll lose so many friendships. I'd rather just like keep this and then not lose others.
Right.
But like, at this point, it's like financially scary to live with this person.
Oh my God, like, yeah.
But I totally get it. She just needs to like be reminded like that she's not alone.
There's a lot of elements here, because not only was he completely lying to her, and it's like, sure, they have separate bank accounts, but like doing such a huge financial thing and not, he cheated on several layers here. And she's like, things were great up until 8 months ago. And I'm like, I'm questioning that. Things were not as bad as they are right now, because things are fucking hell.
Or you weren't privy to.
And he made, it's entirely on him that he made your guy's life living fucking hell.
I can't believe he's like, please, it's been 2 months. Tell me what you want to do. I'm living in limbo. This is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I also don't love that it's like, I'm exhausted. I can't think of the future. I did, however, make an appointment for couples therapy, so I guess I will see how that goes. He seems up to it. I'm just like, end it there. End it. Like, if he's not the one making those steps to fixing your relationship, like, I do think, like, I will say at the end of all of this, like, there are cases of people, like, cheating and they find a way. I do think your relationship is over and you have to start a new one. But I think if the person who cheated isn't doing everything in their power to like, fix things, it's like, no, you shouldn't, the person who got cheated on shouldn't be the one trying to fix it. Like, that, get out. I don't know. But it's super complicated. If I was in this situation, I understand why you want to fix it in your head, but it's like, this guy is going to do this again.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Anyways, which, out of all of these cheaters, who do you think had the most, like, convincing guys? Who do you think, like, because most of them were bad. Most of them were really like, not even trying.
I was taking a walk.
Just going for a walk.
Going for walks, or what were the other ones? It was like,
we had the nude.
Oh, the guy in the village.
Yeah, the village.
Yeah, he's
that
like,
was a crazy.
You think it's weird? I think it's weird too.
what if the guy who's going and getting coffee is just a master? And, like, he knew the sister was going to come, so he was, like, faking it. What if he, like, leaves his phone there?
I mean, I think that one's kind of crazy, because the fact that the sister saw him be mean to someone, I'm like...
Yeah, that's a crazy wrinkle. Dude, what if he's seeing the sister?
Whoa.
Whoa!
Whoa. And what if the sister was stealing money from everyone?
Bro.
All of us.
And they named her kid after...
I think that one is the most, like, I don't know, but all the other ones, it's like, yeah.
suspicion.
We'll be waiting for updates.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of updates. I mean...
Will we, you think?
We'll probably eventually circle back to some of these.
That is so exciting.
Two of these are from yesterday, so...
Oh, yeah, I do think that couple... Happening. That couple with the threesome, I think they could work this out.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're okay. I think there's...
I think we fixed them.
I think out of all of these, they're the only ones that I'm like, I think they'll be... They could work this out.
But also with just the history of everything... I don't know.
Yeah.
No clue.
I just hope to God he doesn't text that girl.
Yeah. Anyways, well, thank you both for being here.
That was a lot of fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah. This was great.
Thanks for watching.
Wow, look at that.
Didn't plan it.
Let us know what other subreddits, themes you'd like to see on this show. And we'll see you next Saturday. Don't cheat. We'll see you next Saturday. Bye. Bye.